behind the bedroom door today, so stick around. Hello, everyone. I'm Lauren Leibowitz, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. It's Thursday, April 26th, and once again, we are coming to you live from Los Angeles. Thank you so much for joining us. We have an amazing show for you today. I'm just so excited. I can't wait to share it all with you today. And we love to hear from you, so please call in to listen live or ask questions at 347-857-2710. And you can also email us here at the studio at goodvibeexperience@gmail.com. Let me also give you that number once more, 347-857-2710. Our lines are open and operators are standing by, and you'll want to call that number because I know you'll have some amazing responses to my guest today. So let's get to it, shall we? From the medical lab to the dream lab, dreaming is a soul science. My amazing guest today has a science background in hematology and microbiology. Working as a lab tech, expanded her research into body-mind healing, where she came to realize the power of the dream. A dream of her own led her to study at Pacifica Graduate Institute in the Dream Tending Program under Dr. Steven Eisenstadt. And my guest says dreams are the language of the soul and has become the dance of transformation in her life. Her passion is to restore the lost art of a sacred practice. Please welcome to the show a fascinating woman and a dear friend who has been coined the dream digger, dream archaeologist, and the dancing partner in transformation. So get ready to go behind the bedroom doors of Barbara Smith. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Lauren. It's just fabulous to be with you today. I mean, we've been together before in interviews, and boy, you really know how to do it, girl.
Oh. Well, thank you. I'm all in my lingerie, ready for a little dreaming. I'm already in something lacy or something comfortable.
Well, let me tell you, that's exactly where I'm sitting in the bedroom. I mean, well, you know, that's where the major dreams begin, but, you know, we can have them anywhere. I mean, it doesn't matter. Life is totally a dream. And, in fact, let's learn to interpret life. That's what I feel.
Well, we were talking a few days before the show, and that I think was one of the themes that we were talking about how our dreams, our dream interpretations, help us to interpret our lives. So let's expound upon that.
Okay, you know, one of the things that I've come to learn is that the shadow, which I call the other side of light. Because we all hear so much about light, and we hear so much about all the beautiful things that we're learning in the world. And, you know, we have to really go and embrace that shadow. And so many people are afraid of that nightmare. They'll say to me, oh, my God, I didn't write it down. It was a nightmare. And I go, oh, my God, you just missed the best part of it all. Because those nightmares can turn into incredible, incredible creative forces within you. And creative forces that can turn into art forms, music, you know, all types of art forms. It can turn into a book. I mean, I had a client once. She said she was scared to death. She held this nightmare for so long. She was even afraid to tell her own husband this nightmare. So she had gotten enough confidence in me and trusted me deeply that she shared this nightmare reluctantly. Changed her life. She's an amazing artist. And it held such a power of her creative art within that nightmare that she never realized. When we were done, she said, oh, my God, that nightmare became my dream.
So what is the difference between a dream and a nightmare?
Okay, nightmares, usually someone will wake up and they're feeling all this fear and anxiety, or they'll have someone chasing them, and it feels like, you know, they can't get away from this situation. Or they actually feel like they're going to be murdered in the dream. And anything that frightens you and brings you to a place in your life that is so frightening, you don't even want to look at the dream itself, the nightmare. And actually, it's about not facing the waking reality. It's all a dream, you know, whether we have our eyes opened or closed. And I've come to a place in my life over these years that when someone is telling me something about that happened to them during the day, I will see symbols and metaphors automatically. It's how I live my life now. And I interpret something in life, in the waking life, the same as I interpret a sleeping dream. So the nightmare can be waking as well as sleeping. But when you learn to interpret life that way, then you can go deeper into what your soul is trying to help you understand about yourself. And I call it emptying the baggage, emptying the luggage that we carry around. And I always say, you know, if I can empty enough luggage where I only have a backpack, because we're never fully empty, you know, when it comes to that. You know, we're always gathering up the little things, the little pieces in life.
Because we don't want to face them. We don't want to face.
Exactly. Yeah,
so,
but, you know, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you were talking about how you are able to, through symbols and metaphors, are there common symbols and metaphors that you can share with us in both a nightmare and a dream?
Okay. The one really common one I'll give you, because it depends on the person's life, we'll say that the dream journals are wonderful if you want to take a look at them. Dictionaries. But don't base your dream around one of those dream dictionaries, because it'll put you in a box again. A dream has to live and expand, and it'll change all the time. But one symbol is, example, a dog. Now, for me, a dog, when it shows up in my dream, it is always about love, unconditional love, loyalty, family. It's a really good sign. You know, I mean, I like a dog showing up in my dream. But, you know, if you're an adult, a child, someone that has been attacked by a dog when you were a child, or you've had a really bad experience with a dog, dog is not going to be unconditional love and loyalty. So there's an example right there of that. Everyone's dream symbol has a different connotation to it, a different energy to it. Another one example is the owl. You know, in Native American tradition, some of the cultures in the Native American, the owl is a sign of wisdom. And in other cultures, it's a sign of death. So I really have studied many cultures, and I've studied with shamans, like you have mentioned before. And I've learned how our cultures and where we come from, what countries we come from, that symbols take on a different energy. So I've been really blessed to have all those different experiences. So when I'm helping someone interpret, I'm interpreting where they're coming from and what culture they're coming from.
So how does that process work when you have a client? What to give our listeners an idea of how you work with people and their dreams? How does that process start?
Well, it starts, first of all, you have to put the dream down. You've got to journal your dream. I have a dream journal by my bed with a pen every single night. And before I go to sleep, I'll put the date down. I'll put, you know, what day it is, like April 26th, Thursday, you know, in the year. And then I'll put a question. Because if you have something you're really challenged with, I always say, and I do it all the time, I'll write a question down. And then you have to, when you wake up, whether it's 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, I don't care what time it is, if you think you're going to go back to sleep and it's 7 in the morning, you're going to remember what you were dreaming at 2 in the morning, you are not. And if you wake up and you're going over to the bathroom, take the journal with you, because by the time you walk back to that bed, you have forgotten what you were dreaming. Or the mind is really interesting, because what it wants to do, it wants to change what you were dreaming. You have to put it down right away. Because if I were to ask you later what you were dreaming, and you tell me what you were dreaming, and then you open your journal, I've done it myself. My friend and I work with our dreams every morning, and I'll say to her, oh, wait a minute, let me go and see what I really put down. Oh, my God, it wasn't what I said to her at all.
You were faking it.
We forget. It's tricky. So the first thing you've got to do, if you want to work with your dreams and you want to work with your life and you want to grow and you want to find out who you truly are or what you're truly hiding from, that you can make your life into something new and different and change your own reality, you've got to write the dream down. And so you can work with this. And there's so many, I mean, you can go to the internet. There's so many ways. But I just love helping people learn to do their own work. It's all about the work.
Well, you're teaching someone how to fish.
You got it.
And I think we have a fisherman. Our board is going bananas. So I think we have a fisherman waiting to cast.
Well, you need your line and hook. Don't forget that.
That's right. That's why that journal is there, because you never know the gold you're gonna dig up. So let's see.
Exactly.
Hi, you're on the line with Lauren and Barbara. Who's this?
Hi, it's Cindy. Do you hear me?
Hi, Cindy. We hear you.
Okay.
Cindy, we definitely hear you.
I didn't know if it was my turn or not. Hey, how you doing? I got a question. Barbara, what does it mean when you have, like, you know, it's a nightmare, but it's not like a haunting or scary or that kind of nightmare, but just something that is so unusual. For instance, I love my son like God incarnate. And I had a dream once where I was real upset with him, and I was like stabbing him with the scissors, or he was not who he was, you know. And it just woke me up, and it just unsettled me. And I thought, I don't know the symbolism of this, but I just know this isn't how I really feel. But whatever it is, it's coming through my dreams. I just kind of associated.
Yeah, well, I would call that a nightmare. But if you weren't upset with it, I mean, what was your feeling when you woke up from that?
Very unsettling. Like, why?
Unsettling.
Like, unsettling.
Yeah, because usually when anything with a stabbing or anything like that, shooting, stabbing, anything, it's about losing energy. And I won't go into one piece of a symbol or one piece of a dream, because you really need the whole dream. It's sort of like life and grabbing a little piece, and you don't know the whole story. But I would say that your son can be a part of you, which he is, but he could actually be your son, where there is some kind of energy being lost between the two of you. And you really, I would say at that point, if you were giving me the whole dream, I would go into it in a place of asking you more questions, because what I have the client do is I give them the questions according to the symbols and what's going on. They really interpret their own dream. I do have a very intuitive side, and a lot of things are just given to me, but at that time, I would just say for you to go back and kind of reflect on that time and see if there was anything happening between the two of you that was causing a lot of friction and a lot of lost energy, a lot of wasted time.
That's interesting you say it and interpret it that way as energy, because, I can't think of something on the surface as a conflict, but there was a breakup in his life, and maybe I was sensing something like that with his girlfriend, or you know, or something that
exactly.
was losing, depleting energy. But you know, that's why I just love to read about your. I love your books. I love what you say and teach, because you bring out things that no one else. Like, where did that come from? But when you get it, I can just feel it's accurate. So thank you.
Right.
Thank you. You mentioned something interesting, Barbara, about you asking questions to your client about their dreams. And
right.
I think you have there's a secret language that you are helping us to decipher.
Yes. That is an ancient language, an ancient secret language, because the Aborigines, which I met one many, many years ago, and she was the first one to teach me dream, that everything comes from the dream. If you don't dream it, you can't be it. It's the power of thought, okay? And the Native American Indians had their dream councils. They did nothing without asking the medicine woman, who was the dreamer, to give them the medicine for the answer. So we have our own answers. We have our own medicine. And so some people have called me the dream doctor, but basically we're all our own doctors, and we're all our own healers. And my passion I have this great passion for this dream world that I would just love everyone to be able to tap into it for themselves.
But that's, you know, that's so resonates with me, because it's truly about tapping within us. We all have the answers to questions about career, a personal life, whatever it is. And we often tend to go outside ourselves to say, oh, if I do that, I'll feel better about myself. If I date that kind of a person, I'll feel better about myself, et cetera. But you are giving us truly the most precious gift of all. You have one of the keys. I mean, we hold our own keys, but you have that other key within our own key to help us unlock that, the mystery.
Right. You know, the Tibetans, they have dream yoga. I mean, it goes... It's a very, very ancient wisdom. Dream is the wisdom. It goes back to the Egyptians. You know, the other night, Sunday night, I said, what is it that the listeners need to know? And I was given, I hear a lot of verbal messages or thought transference in my sleep. It's not always symbols. So remember that, listeners. It's not always symbols. Colors and feelings, emotions, and words that are being given to you. And it said... The voice told me that our body dreams, and it's a living, dreaming organism. So remember that. We are a living, dreaming organism. It's a powerful statement.
It is powerful. It is powerful. So let's on that note, let's go to another caller and see what their thoughts are.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the line with Lauren and Barbara. Who's this?
Hi, this is Connie.
Oh, hi, Connie.
My question is, I don't remember any dreams.
Barbara, do you have a few?
I hear that a lot.
Do you? I mean, is that, I mean, I used to dream. I used to have, and I, for the last couple of years, I don't remember anything.
Well, Connie, I'm going to tell you what I tell everybody that tells me this and I've never met before. You will dream now. And I will tell you, because once you've spoken to me or met me, it's implanted into your memory cell now. And I had this woman I met a few years ago, and she said to me, oh, my God, she said, I have not had a dream in something like 18, 19 years because I'm on thyroid medicine, and my doctor told me I'd never dream again.
I'm a thyroid.
Oh, really? I said, that's interesting. Well, I'm going to tell you. I said, first of all, do you want to dream? Oh, I'd love to dream. I said, so I'm going to tell you, you have permission to dream. It doesn't matter what someone else tells you. If you want to dream, you tell yourself you are going to dream. 18, 19 years. She went back to the state that she lived in. She wrote to me later. I guess it was a month later. She said within 2 weeks she had 8 or 9 dreams, and she's been dreaming ever since. First of all, do you want to dream?
Yes.
And if you want to dream, you better get that journal and pen by your bed tonight.
Okay.
And then contact me. I'm on Facebook. And or contact Lauren. Contact one of us. I'd love to hear if you had a dream. And guess what? It's my gift. I'll interpret it for you.
Okay, great.
Oh, wow, it's amazing. I got to know, Connie. So hurry up. Go in your bedroom and start sleeping.
Go to bed. All right.
Hurry up. Go have a dream.
My bed tonight. Thank you.
Do it now. And can you call? Don't make it a long dream. Make it a 5-minute dream. We have 20 minutes. You know.
Well, you know what? Go and meditate and have a dream. Because we were talking, Lauren and I, that meditation for me was one of the key instruments for expanding my dreams. The more that I meditated, the deeper my dreams became. When I say deeper, I mean I was emptying out my luggage,
wow.
My stuff, so to say. The garbage that we, you know, carry around with us.
Yep.
And it wasn't fun, but, you know, I had to do it, and I continued to do it every day. But what happens in between when we start to unpack that shadow side of ourselves, we leave room. It's like a cup, and you start to empty it out. Then there's more room to fill it with that precious, you know, liquid that's just, oh, my God, the nectar of the gods, you know? And you will have really incredible messages from your angels, your, you know, your higher self, that part of you that has your soul is dreaming away here and trying to get through. So, you know, start dreaming again.
That's
okay.
Right. Thank you, Connie. Good luck
Thank
with
you.
That dream. We can't wait.
All righty.
Bye. You know, it's true, Barbara. There's so much butterscotch, as I like to put it, and cotton candy deep within
mm-hmm.
us that we are more comfortable with, you know, the garbage in room B down below or what we have in
uh-huh.
our head
uh-huh.
or and
uh-huh.
the I guess you kind of have to say to yourself, if not now, when? And
exactly.
Your gifts as a dream healer, it's the perfect opportunity to explore that, because dreaming is safe. You know, it's in the confines of your own home or your own, you're secure with it. So now you can take the story in your head and give it to mm-hmm. someone like yourself and say, okay, so who am I really? As you say, this is
uh-huh.
something beautiful that you said. To let go of who you think you are and begin
uh-huh.
to remember who you truly
who
are.
Who you truly are, yes. And, you know, it was something you said just then. Oh, boy, okay. It left. I had something.
You had something brilliant and it left?
I guess it wasn't so brilliant.
But I was talking about, you know, the cotton, you know, that cotton candy, that butterscotch, the cleaning out
yeah.
of the you know, the ear, the bottle brushing of our
right,
soul.
Right,
and to remember that we already are somebody truly wonderful. We have to remember that that's the case.
I know, it's the peeling away of all that stuff. You know, I put different pictures in regards to dreams on there, and I put one yesterday that I thought was just brilliant. It's a fabulous piece of artwork, and it's an African woman with all these animals coming out of her head. It's just fabulous. And I said, you know, is it all in our head? Well, to a degree it is. But it's also just programmed in there. You know, it's just program. And it's about letting those programs go. And they come in the dream time, and when we go to sleep, it's the best time because the ego is kind of out of the way. We're not, you know, we're in another realm. We've moved into another dimension, and it's a dimension. I say like it's a dream world has no walls. It's like opening a universe. No walls in your dream mansion, you know. So it's expansive, and it's up to you who you want to invite to dinner that night in your dream. You know, it's. Totally.
Exactly. Well, there's no judgment there. There's
totally.
Nothing but an invitation to play.
You know where the judgment comes? When we wake up and we go to write it down and say, I don't want to write that down. That doesn't mean anything. Do you know how many times somebody will say, that dream doesn't mean anything? Oh, I said, that's the one I want to hear. And inevitably, it's the one they don't want to tell me because they think it doesn't matter. Oh, that's not a big deal. Boy, you wouldn't believe what a big deal that can be.
So, I'm sure.
You know, don't judge yourself. You know, don't judge and critique what you're putting down in your journal. Just put it all down. You know, just live life. You know, just go naked is what I call it. You know, you have a dream. Yeah.
I love it.
Dream,
I'm naked right now. That's it. I'm letting go.
It's like, you know, don't go to bed with your clothes on for Pete's sake. You know, take them off. It's like, let's look at what's really there. You know, when there's a naked person or you're naked in your dream, what it's really saying is you're going to be your real self. Let's look at who we really are. And then sometimes you'll have somebody in a dream and, you know, I had somebody in a dream the other night. No problem. Very comfortable being naked, this person. Like, wow, I like that. That's a person that's comfortable, like you say, in their own shoes. They're comfortable in their naked self. So we have to get stripped down, strip out the dreams here, and let's look at who we really are. It's really incredible who you're going to find.
Yeah, but exactly. Like, I think we have to learn to love ourselves for who we are, because who
yes.
we are is delicious. There's so many
Don't
wonderful...
Don't be in fear of the dream.
I'm sorry?
Don't be in fear of the dream.
Exactly.
Don't be in fear of it. And you have amazing ways about you about bringing that out in people. So, you know, Lauren, get with the dreams too, and because you're going to be one of those mentors.
Ooh, I like that. I'm a curious sort, and I want, you know, I have my dream boots on actually, and I'm ready like Connie to go to dream.
Uh huh.
Isn't there? It's exciting. It's as if, you know, you went to go see this. I remember as a kid how I was so enamored with Broadway shows, living on the East Coast. And when you went into the theater, you sat down and the orchestra played the overture. You heard, a myriad of instruments come together like one. And it resonated in my soul. And so dreaming is like, there's a story going on, and I'm going to kind of peel that curtain away and step behind it and get to see. Ooh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah. You know, something just came to me. It was, in fact, I think it was what came to me before when I said to you that you would be a dream mentor. We really need mentors of the dream time because, you know, there's many of us that really have this passion for the dream, and you have to be careful. This is what I wanted to say. Don't tell your dreams to just anyone or just everyone. In the Native American tradition, they were very careful of who they spoke their dream to. The dream is precious, it's sacred, and it's a soul to it. It's a living organism, as I said. And it needs to be held with honor and respect. And so what would you do? Dream and you need to, buddy, share it with someone that is not going to judge you, not going to judge the dream and the symbols and the metaphors there, or maybe they just need to listen to it. You know, many years ago, I had wanted a bed and breakfast, a dream bed and breakfast, but a real one, you know, it was a dream, but it was also going to be called a dream bed and breakfast, where I would have guests come for a few days, and every morning at breakfast, we would have breakfast and tell our dreams to each other and interpret them. It was a wild idea. I had the table for it, but I never got the bed and breakfast.
Well, we're going to do it next time. You're going to come back on the show. I can't believe we're seconds away from being out of time. Let me give people your web address. It's BarbaraSmithDreams.com, and people can go to your website, learn more about you and your dream healing and how to contact you. Barbara, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for being on the show today. It was absolutely amazing, and please come back and share more of your delicious gifts with everyone. Please join me next time for another wild and crazy journey in someone else's shoes, as my guest will be. I love a mystery, don't you? This is Lauren Leibowitz, and thank you so much for joining and listening to How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. We'll see you next time, and I look forward to helping you find comfort in your own shoes. We'll leave you with Carolyn Waters and Full Moon Rising. Without